So, through Christmas and with Bruce's Advent calendar and looking at the different scriptures as we read the meditations, I'm very mindful of the Christmas story. And this past year, during our radio play, I got the opportunity, and actually having a speaking role and not just fully, part of one of those roles was the Magi, one of the Magi. And there's a conversation I have with this mother. We visit their house to stay for the night, and she invites us in. And so she sends her sons off to find the shepherds so they can bring food, because she doesn't have any food. And it's bring what you got is basically why he left. And so she's looking at all the beautiful things that we brought, the Magi, to this child. And she says, wow, those are beautiful things. Look at all that gold. And I tell her, these are gifts for the child. The child? What child? And I love this line. We don't know. But the star will guide us to him. And I was like, in reading this, what it says in the scripture, of course, none of that is in there, but, you know, who were they? The Magi. Where did they come from? You know, they were obviously studying things to know that this star meant something, that they knew enough about the prophecies to know that this birth meant something. And so they seeked him. They sought him out. They looked for him. They knew enough to do that. But were they of some other religion, perhaps? Because they're from the East, you know, were they under Jewish influence? They obviously had something that would get them on their feet and on the road. This was important enough of an event for them to do that. So I'm going to digress for a moment. Last week, I have a coworker, Sedith. Every once in a while, we go get a coffee just to catch up, because she comes in once a week, and outside of that time, we don't get much time to catch up. And she's got a lot going on in her life. So we're sitting there, and we're talking about her Christmas shopping. And she's her family's from India. And I said, may I ask you a personal question about your religion? She said, oh, sure. I said, well, what religion are you? Because she was talking about buying Christmas presents for a friend. And she says, oh, I'm Hindu. I said, oh, do the Hindus celebrate Christmas? And she said, no, but you buy Christmas presents. Oh, any excuse for a party is a good excuse. So they basically use Christmas as a party. And I said, well, that's very interesting. I'm kind of the same mindset. And so she looked at me, and she said, because she knows I'm a Christian. I said, I have this dichotomy, as it were, about Christmas, that I know what it means. And I explained that to her. I said, I know about this, the birth of my Savior coming into the world in such a way. I said, but it didn't happen in December. And it didn't happen the way that we see in pictures. And Santa Claus wasn't there. And the Magi didn't visit him at his birth. And so we went over the story, and, you know, I kind of walked her through what I remembered about the scriptures, about what it says, what it didn't say. And she said, I didn't know that. I didn't know any of that. I go, that's very interesting. Kind of reminded me of these Magi. Who's this child? We don't know. So in looking at what the scripture does say, you know, so they come into Bethlehem. They talk to Herod. I suppose that's their tradition first. Told him what they were up to. And he tells them, go and find this child. And it's like, duh, that's why we're here. and then they do. But they were on to him. And something told them not to go back that way, but to go another way, kind of to sneak out of town. And that was interesting, too. You know, is the Holy Spirit, does it speak to us when we don't know who this child is? I think he does in a way. I think even other religions, I think that's why this story's in here, is because other religions should be interested in this Christ child. I think all the people of this world should take notice of this baby being born. And I don't want to soft pedal that. I don't want to say the reason that we're here is so that we can spend a bunch of money on our grandkids and kids. The other part of that is, what other practical way is to show someone you love them but to spend time with them and perhaps bring a meaningful gift? That's what the Magi did. I think we can take a lesson from that. What better way to show one another how we love them but to spend time with them and to share a practical gift? And that speaks to me in this communion as well. That what better way do we show Christ how we love him but to spend time with him and share in this practical gift? So let's share it together.